Following is a page from my current book, Photo Albums of the Heart Mind. It's poetic nonfiction. It has chapters and themes and topics, a wide variety of topics. So you can check out the link for online to read samples and reviews to get a bigger sense of what it is. And this one page I'm going to read is one of the gists of the book. And in general, with a lot of my writing, I try, when I think about what's going on in the world and, you know, what people can do or not do, I try to encourage that people tune in on some other levels that they tune in to trust their own instincts, intuition, whatever you call that, because I think ultimately that's one of the best defenses and best offenses for how to live. There's examples of it. I could cite the tsunami. I think it was the tsunami in Indonesia in 2010 or 8 or something like that, where the many of the so-called animals and the native people survived because they were able to read the signs, and they went to higher ground and they survived, whereas a lot of the even the technology not predicting the storm or not giving enough time to do things. So that's why I think it's essential that there's at least some kind of balance between what you hear or read, or from simple as checking the weather and then it's inaccurate. I think we need to tune in more. So that's what this page is about. It's called Sensory Radar, and it starts off with a quote. Radar was developed secretly for military use by several nations in the period before and during World War II. The term radar was coined in 1940 by the United States Navy as an acronym for Radio Detection and Ranging. End quote. Each of us has a natural built-in detection and ranging system. In this book, off the radar, under the radar has been mentioned as in off under the radar of militant paranoid duality consciousness, as in big brother not watching you, as in let me be my own thought police. There is news and things people have told you and what you've learned, and then there is sensory radar. You suddenly feel or become aware of something subtle. The hairs on the back of your neck. Gut feeling. A waft of air. A thought literally coming in. This sensory radar is perhaps one's best defense, one's best protection, best guide, because if you can pick up on the message, the feeling as it hits your skin, your mind, your genitals, your feet, your hands at the wheel, then you can efficiently respond in the moment, stay in the flow, and act or don't act accordingly. During inactive, quiet times, you can more consciously create space for learning how your particular sensory radar works. Dreams, visions, intuitions, inner voices, insights can be received more easily when the false layers and programmings are cleared away. Then things filter through. Light, memories, warnings, guiding energies, communiques beyond the mass marketed radar. And it ends with a quote, web-building spiders have poor vision, but are extremely sensitive to vibrations. So that's a page from Photo Albums of the Heart Mind in the chapter Undercurrents. And check out online to read more. And thank you for listening. Have a good one.